Oh. Okay. Da, da, da. Oh my. We know this guy. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. All right. I love it. Join us online right now is Debbie Bressler from the Crescent City Countdown Club. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us today. How's it going?
Thank you for having me. It's going really well. Everything's ready to go.
So I know you've been
filling up and it's exciting.
I know you've been crazy busy doing this sort of thing. How many years have you been doing this?
About 31 or 32 years,
Holy
I think, I'm afraid to say, and working with you guys. I mean, it's because of WWL Magic. It's given us an international reach for people to celebrate the new year in New Orleans. So, this has been all of us together.
I was just telling people last hour, you know, this is a big pull, logistics, mm-hmm. you know, expenses, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of community partners involved in this. And Debbie Bressler is the spoke, the center of the wheel. So we are so grateful for your work and thankful to be a part of this.
Well, thank you so much. It truly is a community project. And as you know, every year we start from $0 in order to put it on. And there have been times we've come pretty close to not having the sponsors. And
that's right.
We're so, so fortunate that, you know, people come back and we keep it's the backdrop for all the activities in New Orleans. How could you have New Year's Eve and not have fireworks?
Yeah, you're right. I've been talking about it all week here, Debbie, so I think people kind of have the main details in place. But, you know, if you're in an elevator with somebody for 30 seconds and you want to tell them about what's happening tonight, you know, what's your pitch?
Just come see the magic on the Mississippi. Go to CrescentCityCountdown.org for all the information. I think the parade is starting now. And then you've got the music with French Quarter Festivals from 9 to 12. If the fleur-de-lis drops and here comes the fireworks at midnight. Happy 2026.
I'm so glad that the fleur-de-lis drop is happening. That's one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
I realize now that there's a part of my brain that I think is kind of, I'm not sure if this happened. I might have just totally made this up. So hopefully you can straighten. You've been doing this for 31 years, so you should be the authority mm-hmm. here, I would guess, not me. Did it used to be a pot of gumbo? Did there used to be a gumbo pot drop?
Yes, it was a year of Katrina, and we came back. Brian Kern, who's president of the Crescent City Countdown Club, you know, New Orleans has just had the hurricane, and the media from all over the world was here. He got a gumbo pot to drop. We used to, I think it was just a little ball or something we had before on top of Jack's condominiums. And we did the gumbo pot, and then the next year we made our own fleur-de-lis, which is what we've dropped. But the gumbo pot kind of wobbled, but we knew we had to do something because it was the first time we gave signal to the world that we're not underwater, we're here, and that New Orleans was open for business. And people were, I mean, media was just everywhere. It was amazing. But yes, that gumbo pot waddled
okay.
down.
Okay, so it was just 1 year, and it was after Katrina, which explains why my memory of it's a little bit fuzzy. Because
yes,
that's
it was a gumbo pot.
And I won't go on and on about it, because it's mm-hmm. not what this time is set aside for. But that year, mm-hmm. I was trying so hard, and this is my senior year of college, right? And I've just mm-hmm. moved back to New Orleans. I had to move to Chicago for a couple months after Katrina. I come mm-hmm. back in January. I'm living in Broadmoor. I got no running water. I got no power.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Roommate and I, mm-hmm. you know, we're studying by candlelight. We're taking showers at the gym, at school. You know, mm-hmm. it was a crazy
great
time.
Memories.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. It was, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're 20, 21 years old, so quite resilient. You know, we didn't really mm-hmm. mind the cold mm-hmm. and, you know, eating ramen noodles and stuff. But we mm-hmm. tried so hard to get down to Jackson Square for the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And we were mm-hmm. too late. And it's like 11:59 and 30 seconds. And we're still mm-hmm. 4 or 5 blocks away from Jackson
oh.
Square. And we say,
uh-huh.
you know, we're not going to make it. So we just ducked into a bar on Charter Street. And we were just like, well, I guess let's just go to a bar. And the bar that we ducked into was called Evelyn's Place. And
uh-huh.
Now it's uh-huh. the Backspace Bar. And there's very few people in there. But this a woman named Evelyn, for whom the bar was named, and we just kind of walked in there and were her only customers at that precise moment because everybody was out at the gumbo pot drop. And we had a little champagne toast in there, just my roommate and myself and a friend of ours and Miss Evelyn. And that was just a precious little thing. And we continued to go see Miss Evelyn for New Year's Eve until her passing. And then the bar became something else later. But so that's what I was doing New Year's Eve 2006. So no wonder I missed the gumbo pot drop. But it wasn't actually a pot of gumbo, right?
No, it was manufactured by, you know, Blaine Curran.
Okay, it was a light up pot of gumbo.
And Brian went and said, "What can we have that we can drop?" I mean, listen, we had barricades down there that they had put down that we were wiping off. It was just locals. There were not a lot of tourists at that first one. And I mean, it was just amazing. Just like the Mardi Gras, everybody was like holding hands all the way down St. Charles Avenue, and it was quiet. But we're resilient. This is what we do. We live in a city that can, I mean, we have a heart and a soul, and we show it everywhere we can. So, you know, it's
spectacular.
Great. And I got to tell you, you talk about the beginning and all of that. It's because of that we ended up incorporating into a nonprofit so that we could be able to not pull resources from the community that needed to be there. And we continue to do that. So Crescent City Countdown Club produces the show in partnership with New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Foundation, Allstate Sugar Bowl, the Berger and Tiller Families, French Quarter Festivals, Inc., who also do the New Orleans Eve concert at Oldenburg, and Pyromania Fireworks, the new fireworks company, and, of course, Magic, WWL. Could not do it without you and about 15 other community sponsors. We're just so grateful, and we want everybody to get out and have a wonderful evening and celebrate New Orleans style.
I'll leave it at that, Debbie. I don't know. There's no better way to put it than that. That, you know, the parade is happening now. The concert starts at 9 o'clock, then the fleur-de-lis drop and the fireworks at midnight. And it's just it's a spectacular show. It's a great show of, you know, community teamwork. And we're also grateful to you and everybody else that you just mentioned in helping us pull this off. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Same to you, and thank you. And of course, we remember our sweet friend Helen. So.
Of course. There's not a day that goes by. You know, I work in Helen's old office, so I think about Helen Centanni every day.
All the pixie dust and all the Disney stuff is gone.
I kept some of the Disney stuff. It is still in there. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I have to tell you, somebody left a rock at my front door. I love Winnie the Pooh, and I took it and put it at her gravesite a couple weeks ago.
Debbie.
I left it there. She loves Disney.
That is so sweet. That is so sweet of you to do that. Thank you, ma'am. We're so grateful.
Absolutely. Have a happy, healthy, fun new year.
Yes, ma'am. You do the same. We'll talk to you before the 4th of July.
Sounds good. Thank you.
There goes Debbie Bressler with the Crescent City Countdown Club. Thank you so much. When we come back, we'll do the news bomb. We'll get the latest out of Minnesota. And a little bit later, we'll learn what's happening with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Lots more to cover today. Would love for you to get out tonight and go check out the fireworks show. Let's go to break with let's go to break with Will Smith. Crank it up. Remember this one?
Is it too late to say this slaps?
No.
Get it? This slaps, Chris Rock.
90. Now it's 99. 10 years behind me. Who the hell cares? Don't stop the beat. Oh, yeah. Excuse me, Millennium. Hold up, it is.